Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is August 27th. These are today's vital statistics. David D. Dave Ault, 84, of Plain, died at home Sunday, August 23rd, after a long battle with cancer. A funeral mass will be held Friday, August 28th at 11 a.m. at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held Thursday, August 27th from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at St. Luke's Catholic Church, and again on Friday from 10 a.m. until the time of Mass. Dave is survived by his children, Gret and Tammy Ault, Jackie and John Jewell, Mark and Lori Ault, Tim Ault, and Shelley and Tim Harrits, brother-in-law Tom Otter, sister-in-law Paula Bray, 8 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, many nieces and nephews. David D. Dave Ault, 84, of Plain. Tracy Ann Atkinson, 65, of Boscobel, died Saturday, August 22nd, following a brief illness. A visitation for Tracy will be held from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. Friday, August 28th at Backroads Methodist Church in Boscobel. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday, August 29th at the church. An additional time of visitation will be held at the church Saturday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will take place at a later date in lieu of flowers. Donations to Backroads Methodist Church are appreciated to continue the work Tracy was so passionate about. The family requests that bright colors are worn at her services. Tracy is survived by her husband, Russ Atkinson, children, J.T. and Andrea Atkinson, Nicole and Noah Baumeister, Allison and Lawrence Bay, and Casey and Kennedy Atkinson, parents, Al and Judy Tremel, siblings, Thomas Tremel, Terry and David Sanborn, Karen and Bert Hicks, Gary Tremel, and Tricia Tremel, 8 grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Tracy Atkinson, 65, of Boscobel. Philip David Roberts, 77, of Arena, died August 15th. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 28th at 11 a.m. at the Spring Green Community Church. Visitation will be held Thursday, August 27th at the church today from 4 until 7 p.m. and again tomorrow from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to St. Croix Hospice of Platteville or the Hoden Center in Mineral Point. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Philip is survived by his wife, Linda, son, Fred and Shannon, daughter, Erica and Sean, 5 grandchildren, siblings, Stan and Nancy Roberts, Steve and Bridget Roberts, brother-in-law, Carl and Rose Peterson, sister-in-law, Joan, brothers-in-law, Don Creasy, Roger Creasy, Bruce and Betty Creasy, as well as many nephews and nieces. Philip David Roberts, 77, of Arena. Shauna Alexander, 71, of Richland Center, died suddenly Monday, August 17th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 28th at 12 noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Shauna is survived by her husband, John Alexander, her children, Elizabeth Alexander, Michelle Alexander, Courtney and Michael Richards, Joshua Alexander, and Cassidy and Adam Ray, brothers Rex and Sharon Philpott, Brett and Brian Philpott, and Travis and Kelly Philpott. 9 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren. Shauna Alexander, 71, of Richland Center. Dennis D. Diedrich, 84, of Montello, died Sunday, August 9th. A family graveside service will be held Friday, August 28th at 12 noon at the Rockbridge Cemetery, with military graveside rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, August 30th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. at the Gray Drake in Portage. Dennis is survived by his children, Jack Diedrich, Connie Diedrich, Richard Diedrich, Denise Diedrich, Delta Erickson Diedrich, and Daryl Diedrich. Siblings, Jean Bull, Thomas and Nancy Moore, Kathy and Tim Geiger, Stephen and Helene Moore, David Moore, Michael and Kim Moore, and Mary and Brian Robeson. 10 grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Dennis D. Diedrich, 84, of Montello. Victoria Ann Vicky Sutton, 81, of Robinson, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center, died June 14th following a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held at the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center Saturday, August 29th from noon until 4 p.m. A lunch will be served. Vicki is survived by her husband Gene, daughters Tammy and Rich Lukovitz, Tony and Eric Raridan, stepson Todd Prouty, stepdaughter Tasha and Dave Whittington Wisniewski, brothers-in-law Felix and Alta Sutton, Galen and Donna Sutton, Sterling and Kathy Sutton, sister-in-law Sheila and Mike Bradford, 9 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, many other nieces, nephews, and friends. Victoria Vicky Sutton, 81, of Robinson, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center. Michael Neary, 62, of Laval, died Thursday, August 20th. Funeral services for Michael will be held Monday, August 31st at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. Visitation will be held Sunday, August 30th from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg, and Monday from 9:45 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. at the church. Burial will follow at St. Bridget's Cemetery, rural Cazenovia. The Farber Funeral Home is currently assisting the family. Mike is survived by his stepchildren, Scott and Darcy Parrish, Kelly and Matt Hadfield, sisters Margaret Neary, Helen and Donovan Frank, Ann and Larry Meyer, Rita and Tim Coe, Kathleen and Alan Johnson, sisters Margaret Neary, Helen and Donovan Frank, Ann and Larry Meyer, Rita and Tim Coe, Kathleen and Alan Johnson, 7 grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Michael Neary, 62, of Laval. Charles Chuck Barrett, of 63, of Bosstown, died Sunday, August 23rd at Amplify Healthcare in Boscobel. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, September 5th from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date in the Mount Tabor Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Chuck is survived by his wife, Melissa, daughter, Serena, and Corey Prokop Davis, stepson, Ben and Jenny Anderson, father, Pearl Barrett, brother, Ralph Barrett, 2 grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown.